So I've just talked about the fine-tuning in terms of an argument from a particular kind of complexity that it embodies. Not mere unlikelihood, but unlikelihood that fits an independently knowable pattern, a specification, so this specified complexity argument. That's quite a complex way of putting the matter. Sometimes it's good to put things in a complex way because it makes it more rigorous as an argument. But this kind of observation or appearance of design in things is something that's actually very intuitive to us. It's just part of our sort of everyday rational apparatus, if you like, to be able to look at things in the world and spot design. So one way more simply of putting this kind of design argument would be to say, look, if it looks like a duck and it's quacking like a duck and it's waddling like a duck and it's pecking at bread like a duck, perhaps it's a duck, okay? It's a kind of principle of credulity. In the absence of sufficient evidence to the contrary, we were actually rational to take things to be the way that they appear to be. Because if we didn't follow that kind of rule in life, we'd be saying we're never rational in believing things to be the way they seem to be unless we've got enough evidence that they really are that way. But then how could you ever amass enough evidence that they really are that way without having evidence for the evidence? Because maybe that's deceptive and we need evidence to trust it before we can trust it. But then we'd need evidence for the evidence and evidence for the evidence for the evidence. And we'd never sort of get a handhold on reality. We'd just be digging ourselves into a more and more sceptical pit of despair, as it were. So this sort of principle of credulity, take things to be the way they seem to you to be, unless you've got good reason for doubting it. Well, if you apply that kind of thinking to this observation of the fine-tuning, which even, you know, atheists and agnostic scientists will say, well, that looks like a put-up job. That's suspicious, and so on. Maybe you can just say, well, maybe it looks like a put-up job because it is a put-up job, and actually the burden of proof is on the people who want to say, I know it looks like a put-up job, but actually it's not. It's consistent with my atheism, and here's a reason why. Here's a justification for that. So that at a very sort of simple level, as it were, this kind of appearance of design in the universe is something that just puts the burden of proof on the skeptic rather than on the person who wants to take the straightforward interpretation of it.